Chapter 9. Beth is sick.
The child was dead. It was scarlet fever. And now I'm sick, too.
The girls said goodbye to their mother. Every day they did their work, but they thought about her. One day, Beth said to Joe and Meg, "Please go and see the Hummels." "I can't go. Can you go, Joe?" Meg asked.
"No, I have a cold," Joe answered.
"Can you go, Beth?" Meg asked.
"I go every day, because Mother isn't here. But one child is very sick, and I can't help her. Please go."
"I can go tomorrow," Meg said. Beth went to the Hummels' house. Later, she came home. She was very unhappy.
"What's wrong, Beth?" Joe asked.
"Oh, Joe, the child's dead. I stayed with her, and Mrs. Hummel went to the doctor's house. He came, but the child was dead. It was scarlet fever. And now I'm sick, too."
"Oh, no," Joe said. "I'm going to get Hannah."
Hannah looked at Beth and called Dr. Bangs.
"Amy," Joe said, "you're going to Aunt March's house."
"No,"
Amy said.
"Yes," Hannah said. "Do you want scarlet fever?"
Later in the week, Beth was very sick. Joe stayed with her. She washed her sister's face and talked to her. But Beth didn't know Joe, Meg, or Hannah. Joe wanted her mother, but her father was sick too. They didn't write to Mrs. March about Beth. Dr. Bangs came every day. One day he looked at Beth and said,
"Please write to Mrs. March now."
Then Laurie came to the house.
"Your mother knows about Beth," he said. "Your father isn't very sick now, and she's coming home this evening. I didn't wait."
"Oh, Laurie," Joe said. "Thank you."
In Beth's bedroom, Meg and Joe looked at Beth's face. It was white. Joe thought, "Oh no, my sister's dead." She kissed her and said,
"Goodbye, Beth. Goodbye."
But Hannah looked at the child and smiled.
"Beth isn't dead," she said. "She's sleeping. She's going to be well again."
There was a noise at the door.
"Listen, girls," Hannah said.
Laurie called,
"She's here! Mrs. March is home!"